Hello, this recording is about two very brief interventions or approaches. The first one that I'll be starting out with talking about is something I call the UVBTI, or the Universal Brief Therapy Intervention. I'm going to just illustrate this with a client who had something that had been bothering her for quite a while. Her name is Margaret, and she's in her late 30s. Margaret, here is a simple and quick way to resolve all the things that have been bothering you and which you wish to change. Comfortably close your eyes, or maybe even look out through them softly into the distance. Yet with your eyes closed, somewhere out in front of you, there is a whiteboard. And written on that whiteboard is something that you can't read now. It's kind of very fuzzy and out of focus. What is written on the whiteboard is the year, month, and day, maybe even the time of the day, by which all of these things which have been troubling you will be safely and realistically resolved. Now, you have done, some things, and you're going to be doing them between now and then that will be surprisingly helpful to you. And as you look at that fuzzy writing on the whiteboard, a writing slowly comes into focus. And look at the year, the month, the day, and maybe even the time on it in the future, by which all of this stuff that has been bothering you has been resolved realistically for you. And kind of wonder at it, and perhaps even wonder about what has happened to you or you did in between. That date and time is for you to know and remember. Don't share it with anybody else. And remember it and keep it close within you. Since it is your date, that is it. And now, having memorized the date and feeling comfortable and relaxed, just take a deep breath or two, blink your eyes, perhaps, maybe even stretch a little bit, and return to where you are now. Thank you. I'll comment on this and the next approach after we discuss the next one. The second rapid brief approach was developed by David Cheek, a gynecologist, an obstetrician who worked with the Chevrel pendulum, something that swings and moves caused by unconscious movements. And he simplified that by moving to idiomotor finger signals, which are small muscular movements that are controlled by your unconscious mind. So let's start with picking fingers on, let's say, your dominant hand, uh, One will be the yes finger, one will be the no finger, and one will be the finger that is, I'm not ready or willing to answer now. Generally, I make the suggestion of the yes finger be the index finger, the no finger be the middle finger, and the I'm not willing to answer now. And we start out with asking, and I'll use a client whose name is Millicent, and ask Millicent a number of questions, like simple ones like, is your name Millicent? And her yes finger moves. She's looking softly off into the distance during all of this time. Then I'll ask her, oh, Millicent, is today Wednesday? And she says, middle finger moves because it isn't, it's Tuesday. And then I'll ask a very personal question, and her finger that indicates she's not willing or ready to answer that now, the thumb moves up. And then I'll move into what we do with the ideomotor finger signaling, an approach developed by David Cheek. And start out by just saying to Millicent, you know that your troubles, difficulties, the things that bother you and for which you would like to change probably started when you were much younger. So let's assume that's the case, and let's find out when, and let your fingers do the answering. Did they start out before you were 12 years old? Yes, finger went up, and I say yes, thank you. Did they start out before you were 10 years old? Yes, thank you. Did they start out when you were about 8 years old? And her yes finger lifted. Well, now, thank you. You are now in your early middle age. You're a very different person than you were when you were 8 years old, when before all of this stuff started. Since then, you've had many experiences in your life, challenges that you handle well. You've been working, and you have a family and children, and you've been successful at doing all of these things. So now I'm going to ask you an interesting question. Since you're older and more experienced, and all of this stuff just happened way back then, would it be okay to just give up all of these things that started back then? And her yes finger lifted, and I said, yes, thank you. You've now realized that you really are a different and more experienced person. And I'm glad to note that you're ready to move on and live your life beyond those old and controlling things. And she responded, I was surprised how my fingers just moved all by themselves. That was interesting. Thank you. So I'll make just a few comments now about these two very brief approaches. The ideofinger moving signals seems to be simplistic, yet I've used it with many people. Occasionally, when we ask the question, is it okay to move on, the no finger lifts, and And then I'll ask, oh, is there something else that we need to talk about or know? And you can tell me about that. And she says, yes. And the client and tells me about that. I say, well, now that you know that there are these other things, would it be okay now, knowing that those things are in the past, would it be okay to just give them up? And they respond, no. So one of the important things about both of these very brief approaches is that, in effect, the procedures are providing the client ways of resolving and solving realistically, because they know their own lives, their difficulties. So let me thank you now for listening, and we'll just stop this recording. Thank you.